Welcome to Messy Mac Radio. We in the building. Before I even get started, I just want to let y'all know we have the most specialist guest today. My father, Mr. Michael James Coleman. Would you like to say anything, Daddy?
Black people, your name.
Amen.
We always say that on Messy Mac Radio. Mess is here in the building. She ain't sick.
Coming again and again.
Well, we got a good show lined up for y'all. I'm still trying to roll my blunt. My shell was kind of raggedy. So,
That's why you be having me roll.
Yeah, matter of fact, get to it. What's going on, y'all? What's going on? Hope everybody had a good 4th of July weekend. Rest in peace to my best friend, Miss Crystal Rocket. That is her birthday. I hope everybody popped firecrackers. I hope that nobody popped their finger off.
My baby burned her face.
She's bad because she doesn't follow directions and she doesn't, but she's still a beautiful little chocolate girl.
Next year she'll pick up that smoke bomb.
I was there. She don't listen, but she's still cute. I love you, Cassidy.
I bet she'll follow directions now.
Right. I bet she will.
We got a good show lined up for y'all. Y'all know we always got to start it with some shade from the shade room. Shout out to the shade room for always giving us our tea so we can pour it right to y'all nice and hot with lemon.
I'm sorry.
Forgive her, y'all, but we've been smoking these fine toe leaves because Backwoods, who's ever in charge in Backwoods, they're not making sure that their cigarillos are not molded. So I have not been buying Backwoods, but these fine toe leaves, they smell like elephant boo-boo.
It stinks really bad.
I don't know if they really come straight out the jungle or what. I don't know if this is what they're doing in the islands. Ooh. But I don't even like putting my mouth on that.
It smell like weed glue mixed with like a little bit of boo-boo.
Oh my God, mixed with a little tad bit of boo-boo.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so we gonna jump right into it straight from the shade room. I know y'all done seen this video of April Jones, aka Omarion's baby mama. Mm-hmm. She's just really feeling herself these days, y'all. Like, she's talking on live on Instagram, talking about her y'all vagina. Just mad because everybody want to F-U-C-K this P-U-S-S-Y. I'm not going to talk that way because my father is present. But let me keep on drinking and hit this weed. I'm pretty sure I'll be talking regular, but...
Listen, I thought she was on drugs when I looked at it. I'm like, this is totally out of character for her. And I'm like, okay, well, she's bragging about that, but I'm sorry. Men don't really, some of them don't care what you look like.
No,
they don't mess with a girl just because she got a vagina. And she in there, her little booty tight shorts, look, her vagina look like a fist. That's probably what she's proud of.
Yeah, got that hoe,
She talking about they want to F this fat pee. Oh,
yes, like, I mean, you know what? Scratch all that. We gonna do it how we usually do it. I get my cussing from my daddy, so how is it wrong for me to not cuss on this show? Daddy, can I cuss today?
I don't know what the fuck
you're saying. You see what I'm saying? But let me tell y'all a little bit about my daddy first before he starts talking, because he will talk. My father is born on the day that is a crest of a Libra and a Scorpio. So, you know, the blood in his body is just really doing the fool right now. Mm-hmm. He doesn't hold back on anything. So, you know, give my daddy some love. Give us some feedback, because he will be joining us for this episode. And he is here from D.C. My father teaches art in the D.C. public schools. He's been a school teacher for how many years, Daddy?
Oh, God,
over 20 years. He didn't choke a few kids out. You know, he don't play that shit.
How true.
So, you know, who else better than to have than someone who I came from on the show? Rest in peace to Norman Odom, Melissa's father. I never got a chance to meet him, but...
As long as
Missy's here, that's all I care about. So right. Let's have a moment of silence for Mr. Norman Odom. Let me light my lighter up for y'all. Okay. Thank you. So, yeah, back to April. Like, first of all, you jumping from group member to group member.
Well, you happy that they cousins and you fucking... She proud. Like,
she's proud.
Oh my.
She's proud that you remember B2K Daddy.
Yeah, sure.
So she has two children by one of the members, and now she's actually pregnant by Little Fizz. Yes, and she's broadcasting it. How do you feel about that? If one of your homeboys start messing with Niecy, shout out to Carolyn Coleman, my stepmother. Wonderful woman.
Amazing woman that I've got the pleasure to meet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, short answer, they be dead.
That's that Libra Scorpio mixed together.
Yeah.
That's
mine.
That's yours. So
nobody shares that.
Right.
And Omarion, I feel like you took a seat in the punk bitch section. Period. Ain't no reason that your woman had two kids by you. You didn't introduce this woman as your woman on Love & Hip Hop. And your cousin. Supposedly, you know, then knocked her up. They didn't post the videos of them in the corner kissing.
He really didn't even want to be on the post. Let's throw that out.
She we was put like, that
it's
on.
Okay. You can
we said that
video.
On the last episode. He didn't want to be in that. He wasn't ready for that pressure. You feel me? And I feel like if he wasn't ready for that pressure, you shouldn't have been putting on that pressure.
Can
period.
Pause for a minute. No. Not the recording. How you been smoking these?
I just smoke them.
It stink.
It do stink.
It don't taste bad because I don't have to
it. It do stink, but it's natural. Sometimes natural really stuff stink. Think about how the A-Rabs don't wear deodorant. They be stinking. But they going the natural
you playing.
I swear to God, shout out to my A-Rab people that do the natural skincare.
Like for real. Smell, is it really
I sweet? Know, Missy Day.
I don't understand.
She's
don't
really irritating me.
I just started that. Like,
it's cool. Missy is
smoking them again.
Missy is most definitely my designated blunt roller. She didn't even used to smoke backwards. We used to smoke them HDs.
But I always learned how to roll them. I learned from a friend of mine. Boy, he swerved.
Okay, so we back, y'all. So my father is here. And we're going to get real intellectual and real deep for y'all. I don't know if y'all can handle it for real. Like, I'm going to have to put a picture up of my daddy so y'all can see. No, his hair is not blonde. It is silver from Wisdom. That's that Indian coming out. Shout out to our people. Y'all need to know y'all people as well.
You know a subject we could talk about? The ignorance of how just because your hair is silky, people assume that you're mixed with white.
Oh, yeah. I get that all the time. Yeah. I didn't have people try to touch my whole eyebrows. Like, why are your eyebrows laying down like that? You have to be mixed with something.
No, Lord. That much attention paid to you.
Oh, yeah. And I need to be charging. Every person that touches my hair is $20 a stroke.
I don't let people touch my hair.
Except babies. Because babies, you know, they getting their concrete motor skills up. But grown people, don't touch my hair. Period.
Yeah, you ain't supposed to just touch people. You ass.
Right, I'm going to have to sage my hair because people be trying to touch it, and I don't know what they got on them.
And people, energy really rubs off. Mm-hmm. Like, I can relate. It really rubs off.
But that's how I used to be in church. Like, when I used to go to church all the time, I used to not let everybody hug me because some spirits would be on people. Don't hug me.
But did the spirit move you?
I felt the spirit. That's why I wouldn't let them touch me.
Some of them have good energy, but that negative stuff, you got to block that by
yeah,
all
you
means.
Do them little side hugs, you know, but just don't touch me, period.
Just don't kiss me. That's the
don't
one I don't
touch
like.
Me, period.
My skin breaks out. Don't
y'all seen that
cheek.
Movie with Denzel Washington when everybody was touching people and spirits was jumping? That stuff is real. Just because they put it on TV, don't let them fool you. That stuff
hidden
is real. Hidden in plain sight.
Yep, hidden in plain sight.
Aliens, spirits, all that stuff. Don't be blind. Open up that third eye. Please. Please open it. Okay, so what was the person's name that passed away?
Cameron Boyce.
Shout out and rest in peace to Cameron Boyce. I remember him being in a movie with Adam Sandler. He was in Jesse on Disney Channel. He died from having a seizure in his sleep.
20 years young.
20 years old, y'all. Take care of your health. Make sure you staying at the doctor if anything is going wrong. If the herbs can't heal it and the doctor can't heal it, just live your life. don't stress, because stress can send you into all type of things. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to have a moment of silence for this young man, because Miss Daughter loved him on the Disney Channel.
She really did. And
rest
she was
well,
her.
Brother.
Rest well, my brother. Hold on. Lighting the lighter again. All right. That's enough.
Was so thoughtful.
It was. Let's get to this bottle cap challenge. Hold on. Before we get to the bottle cap, pull up that video.
Mariah Carey was on the bottle cap challenge.
I seen that. And she could do it. Cause
she
know,
did do
she
it.
Has,
but her singing then kind of been knocked off.
No, you're not going to do Mariah.
Hey, I'm just throwing it out there. I did
Mariah,
it. I said it.
I love you so much. That emancipation.
You got my back.
That emancipation of Mimi CD. Was the shit. I had it. It was scratched up.
It was edited.
Me and my ex used to always listen to you. We love you, Mariah. You are the queen.
Nice.
You are the queen. She the only person in the world that can sing the same pitch as a whale.
She now, can't, you, though. No
who
more.
Can't?
Yeah, it's edited. She can't.
That's Mariah, holla at me. Hire me.
Now, don't get me wrong. She was the shit, but that voice is not the same. But we
just
play this
like,
clip.
Yeah, play the clip.
Sick of bottles. Quit kicking tops off of bottles, you goofy mother. Making up these dumb challenges. Kick the top off of a bottle. It's the new challenge. Pick up a mother phone. Say shut the
Uncle Snoop.
Uncle Snoop for the Crips. You feel me? He kept. But for real though, what is up with these challenges? Like, you had the cucumber challenge last week. We got the kick the top off the bottle this week. Before that, we had the van challenge where you throw some vans up and see if they land
they
on the ground.
They had the water challenge and my niece almost choked to death. She was laying down and poured that water over her face. Like,
oh,
wow.
So we got people trying to commit suicide.
Right.
We got people trying to commit suicide. I remember the challenge they had when people was pouring alcohol on their body, trying to set themselves on fire, which I felt was very offensive because during the slave times and stuff like that, they was set niggas on fire, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like that was a mockery of that.
Yeah, it's sad.
The ALS challenge, pouring ice water on somebody's head. Like, remember I said
that happened to me in middle school. Somebody came in the bathroom and threw ice water over my head while I was in the shower.
Did you fight him?
I can't remember who it was. It was one of my cousins. No, I didn't fight him. I was in the shower shivering. I was confused.
See, that's just real stupid. Like, I feel like y'all letting social media like tell y'all what to do. Y'all need to have y'all own minds, you know what I'm saying? Own control of everything, because it's just like, y'all gonna end up burnt, dead, choked, something.
And it's
off
very
these challenges.
Important to raise your kids to be vigilant and not idolize stuff on the internet. I have two children, and I make sure that challenge stuff, no.
We can't do it.
Yeah, no.
Like, do some challenges. Remember I said on the last episode how Blueface threw his mama out the house, so now they're probably going to start a throw your mama out the house challenge.
It's sad, and they probably will. Do a read a book challenge. Mm-hmm. Each one teach one challenge.
Exactly.
Teach a kid how to read.
I got a whole list of books. And matter of fact, while we on here, we're going to start something new. Starting right now today, every episode, I'm going to throw y'all a book y'all need to read.
Exactly.
Y'all need to go ahead if you ain't tapped into Robert Greene.
You say read.
Yes, read. R-E-A-D.
As in reading?
Like as in opening, purchasing a book, opening. Me
we
and
both
Mess,
read. I have a closet
me?
Full of books.
She really does. Me and Mess used to trade books back in the day when we was workout partners. We'll meet up. Did you
still
read
still need
this?
To be workout partners.
Yeah, we still do. We still reading, though. Yeah. But like I said, if you have not tapped into Robert Greene, if you don't know who Robert Greene is, and that's Green with the E at the end, he is the author of 48 Laws of Power. He's also the author of The Art of Seduction. He's also the author of The Art of Human Nature. So if you want to learn a little bit more about yourself and why you do the things you do, please pick up a book. You know they said,
the best way to hide something is to put it in a book.
Because niggas don't read.
Yep.
And y'all niggas need to read.
Sight.
And you think it's funny because you see a white man on the front cover with his legs crossed holding a bear or whatever he's holding. Them are the books you need to be reading.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Them is the books you need to be highlighting. You need to be taking notes. So, I challenge everybody to go buy the 48 Laws of Power. If you don't feel comfortable with that, he done teamed up with 50 Cent. Curtis Jackson, y'all see
Shout
him?
Out to him, great entrepreneur.
The funniest man on Instagram at this time. Don't ever owe 50 no money.
I follow 50.
50, you know, producer of power.
G-Unit.
I'm telling you, y'all need to go ahead. Quote. If y'all don't feel comfortable with just reading Robert Greene alone, y'all can go ahead and get the book that he teamed up with 50 Cent on, The 50 Laws of Power.
And if you're into, like, fantasy, Carl Weber is a great artist. Arthur is.
Yeah, that's what we started on. Like,
I still read Carl Weber. Shelley Young, shout out to my aunt, one of the best sellers on Amazon.
And she will be publishing her book soon. So I'm trying to motivate her to do that because that's something I can read. Even though I'm going to know the whole story anyway. And she better give me a shout out in the beginning or she better make a few chapters about me. That's all I'm saying. Cause
secretly,
you can name me Lala or something. I don't know. They'll know who it is when you start describing me. So, yeah, y'all need to read, man. Y'all need to read and write. If you ain't reading, you need to be writing. Period.
Educate your children. That they are the future. That's the big thing for me. Educate your children.
Please do.
You know, I got two teenagers. That's my niece and nephew that I raised, and I try to educate them every day that, hey, life is bigger than the internet. Anyways.
You all are talking about books. Here's a book everybody should be standard reading for every black person in America.
And what's the name?
And that is Destruction of Black Civilization by Chancellor Williams.
Hmm. Did y'all write that down?
I'll give you a historical perspective.
Please do.
On why you trip the way you do. And here's a video. Y'all motherfuckers in the videos and shit, so here's one for you. They came. Farewell, Uncle Tom. You can pull it up on YouTube. You may like not understand it because you haven't been down that road or you haven't read enough. But Farewell, Uncle Tom is a European production, but it's the most graphic and poignant account of slavery that I've ever seen in my life. And if you make your own decisions, you know, you might not like it, but you may gravitate toward it. If so, then you'll understand your place in this puzzle. You'll understand that you're merely a piece. So, you know, I just thought I'd throw that out there. They came before Columbus, a book written by Dr. Ivan Van Sertima, shows the African presence in the United States or North America long before Columbus and the Chinese and the Mexicans and the Spaniards. And you'll just see where what you'll be doing by reading that book is getting in where you fit in.
See?
So, let me pause.
And remember, Christopher Columbus didn't discover anything.
He didn't, because we was already here. Yeah. Shout out to my family that was here growing food, healing people and all that. Ain't that right?
Nurturing the land.
Cultivating the land.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to move on to the next topic, we're going to talk about fathers versus baby daddies.
Baby daddy, baby mama, baby daddies, daddy, uncle, cousin, brother.
It's a big difference between baby daddy and father.
And I'm going to tell y'all like this. I joke with my mother. Shout out to my mother, Winnie Wilson, Winnie Faye Wilson. Beautiful woman. She is the person why I don't call my father her baby daddy. I joke with her sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, yeah, your baby daddy called today.
But no, he's a father.
He's a father. And I'll share an interesting story with you. Shout out to Carolyn Coleman again, my stepmother. Because, daddy, I honestly give all the credit to her. Because if it was not for her.
You would, wouldn't you?
If it wasn't for her, we would not be as close as we are today.
Well, I can tell she's a beautiful person.
She's a beautiful person.
Just meeting her one time.
Can you tell us why you actually chose that woman? Because, you know.
Well, you have to ask me this question. You have to pose this question to me.
Let's do it.
Where was I in my life? What point had I obtained that made me start thinking seriously about women rather than taking them for granted.
Do y'all niggas hear that? Let me turn the mic towards him so he can say that.
Do I need to repeat?
Please repeat it. Yes.
Repeat that.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Before he even continue, I just gotta let you.
I'm confused. They had me to help.
I gotta let y'all know.
Down on this chair, dog.
I have to let y'all know how crispy my daddy is.
Coming toward me with sharp objects.
He is so dipped in sauce right now. He got
on point. They made me say all this shit. Look at him laughing. Help! Help me!
But you were saying what the point of your life was when you chose to accept.
To man up and be a man. You know, and quit being a little boy. Mm. And I had stopped being a little boy years before I met my wife.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But I was at a point where I had to make a decision. Do I want to spend the rest of my life alone? Do I want to marry somebody but can't stand her? You know what I'm saying? What's it, you know, I might as well have not gotten married. But to be with somebody who got your back, who's going to cut for you.
Mm-hmm.
They know you're good, bad, and ugly because we all got it. Our mission is to master the art of identifying sisters that are good for us.
Then, how do you identify?
Because if you think you're going to survive out here without your black woman, you're wrong.
You're wrong.
You're wrong.
You're wrong.
Mm-hmm. So, if you're interested in having a relationship, and when I say relationship, I'm talking about a real one. I'm not talking about the socialist kind of where you only appear to be together when you're in a social setting for appearances. So, you know, get you a woman that's going to cut for you. Get you a woman that is real, a real sister. Okay? Example, fake eyes, fake lashes, fake hair, fake booties, fake titties, fake nose, fake lips, but you want a real man. And something wrong with that picture when our thinking has shifted to simply looking at each other for aesthetic appeal.
Well,
I don't believe you heard me.
I don't think you heard him.
Well, it's...
That's my daddy! Right.
That's great words.
But you know what?
That's
quite typical for you not to get it.
If you don't get it, we understand.
Mm-hmm.
That just means you need to just burn some sage and get that third eye open.
And look deeper within themselves if they don't understand what was said.
Because sometimes you got to be at peace with stuff.
Yeah, think of your mind as a big file cabinet.
Mm.
File facility.
I've heard computer.
You've recorded every incident that ever happened to you since growing up. But you can't remember what it was. But you have it, though.
It's trauma.
So simply go in that file. Somewhere in your mind, there's a file that specific date and time and moment where you did what you did. And it'll tell you... I lost my train of thought.
We drinking, y'all.
Yeah.
So my daddy gets lit. I get lit. Mess get lit. Mm-hmm. We lit.
Well, I guess we could carry on and come back to that about the fathers versus daddies.
Yeah, because you can definitely speak from
that. I'm not throwing anyone under the bus, but a father is present and vigilant, there to educate, support, and be there for their child.
Mm-hmm.
A baby daddy, some of them can be ignorant sperm donors who don't really care about their child. So that's why I don't like to use the term.
Which is another cliche or slang used to describe a brother that don't claim his kid or don't.
But I feel like with
it's very degrading to me to call someone your baby daddy.
Exactly. And I feel like females really take that term as a term of endearment.
And they even love it. They that's my baby daddy.
Even like, if they don't like the dude. It can, my baby daddy this, my baby daddy that, and me and my yeah, baby daddy.
Either he's but a father I mean, when or you go down. When you go down to the state office to file for a birth certificate, it's not going to ask you for a baby daddy.
It says father.
It's going to say who the father is. And it's on your official motherfucking birth certificate.
That's true. And that's the same as if you're filling out a form, then when it asks you if you're single. You are.
You
if you're single or married, divorced, or widowed. There's no boyfriend. Do you got a boyfriend? Do you got a girlfriend? Because
if you got a boyfriend, you're single.
Mm-hmm.
If you're married, you're married. That's a big deal, too. It's still single, but that's another topic. Yeah, we're not going to touch on that.
That's a whole different game.
Yeah, that's a whole different ball game.
Yeah,
but I tell you,
we'll save that episode.
Brothers, it would be to your advantage to start, first of all, thinking of yourself as more than
what you are, what you've been through.
Say you are.
Think of yourself as a
and
king.
And then start referring to those close to you, which is the closest being your sister, your woman. And call them. Call her by her natural name.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. No bitches and hoes over here.
She's the mother of your children.
She's your mother.
She's your wife. She's your companion. Yes. She's your sister.
Your nurturer.
Yeah. The one that cut for you. Okay? Gotta cut for them.
Shout out to my husband, Edwin Whitson.
Shout out to Edwin Whitson. We go way back to Langston. I was in the mix when they first met each other.
He made me think of him because he really treats me the way
he's a Scorpio, too.
He treated.
Shout out to the Scorpios. We the shit. We got to make our own.
Then the piano.
Yeah.
With flowers in the back.
Right.
Sorry I threw it off topic, but that really made me think about a man supposed to treat you.
Yes.
Versus what treat some people do treat.
Real good. He put a ring
when,
on
when
it.
When I don't know about you fellas out there and shit, but when I see my woman coming toward me, I wake up and the first sight I see is her getting dressed and I'm just waking up, getting ready to go to work. That shit right there is quite moving.
It moves your soul.
It moves your soul.
And vice versa
mind,
for a female too when they wake
shit.
Up and see their companion in the morning.
Yeah, and I wish upon
peacefully.
All you brothers that at some point in your life, sooner than later, that you find a sister that will cut for you, who got, you know, not your back, but your front. Okay, you know, put your woman at your back. You can get your back. Put her in front of you. But,
amen.
You know, I'm just saying.
For the slow niggas, I'll put a chopped and screwed version on for y'all. But like I said, that's my daddy.
That's what I am.
From a single mother's perspective.
Some women, I think, play too much into the baby mother.
Yeah, do you feel qualified to comment on this or elaborate?
To a certain extent, I don't believe I'm a single mother because I'm a married wife. But at the same time, I do have a child's father who is not active in his daughter's life. And my husband
here we go.
Is active in her life. I don't bash him, but I still don't call him my baby daddy either. I don't agree with that baby daddy. I'll call him my active sperm donor before I call him baby daddy. But either way, my daughter loves him. She wanted to buy stuff for him for Father's Day, but we couldn't contact him because he has our number blocked.
Come on.
It's just a sad story. But I would promote people saying father, child's father, instead of baby daddy. It's ignorant. My baby daddy.
What do baby daddy mean to you?
Baby daddy mean somebody I slept with and got pregnant to me.
Period.
Yeah.
Exclamation.
Period. Like somebody you got pregnant by on a one night stand and he your baby daddy because you don't know that man. A real man don't
know. So you refer to him as that. If you know you missed a period and you know who you was with last, the word father has got a factor in it.
Yeah, father. I think, I don't know. People baby don't. Baby
daddy.
Baby daddy, to me, is disrespectful.
Well, it kind of is.
Yeah, it is.
From a male perspective.
From my perspective as a woman, it's disrespectful as well. How do you feel about it, Lulu?
I just really feel like it's a title thing, and it's kind of degrading in some sense, because sometimes men are with the women that they have children by, and they really was in relationships with them, and for whatever reason it didn't work out, and they become a baby mama or a baby daddy. But at that point, when you start referring to that person as that, it becomes like degrading.
Yeah, very.
It's not like a term of endearment, like saying the child's name and then saying that's such and such his mother or such and such his father, like you said. Like you said, that's Cassidy's baby father. Daddy. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's a degrading term. Period.
It is, just like bitch.
That's what it's like. Or it's the P belittle, word.
It's to belittle the capabilities of a black man.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been done.
But in a way, to me, in a way, they make it seem like it's like sort of a bragging right. You know what I'm saying? It's to me.
My baby daddy.
Yeah, that's how they perceive it.
And it's but really you, ignorant. You're looking at, it's an ignorant way of talking. It's an ignorant way of thinking. But like, if you can't say that such and such mother or such and such father, you don't even hold a respect for them to address them as their name.
True.
Well, yeah, it's very degrading to call someone baby father, even the baby mother. I'm not your baby mother, okay? We have a child together, and I'm her mother. You can address me as that. But the baby mama, baby daddy term is totally degrading. I was with my child's father for 6 years. He's not active in our life, and I don't call him baby daddy, okay? I'm going to leave it at that.
Period. We're done with that topic because, you know, some people might not agree, but it's like stuff that you know that needs to be said.
And we say it, and they think it. Ain't that our motto? We said it, you thought it. So we put it out there. On to the next.
On to the next one. I'm just really still stuck on that topic, like.
Well, keep rolling with it.
I'm just saying, because it's
chance
like,
for my memory to come back. What I was about to say.
Shit. So what do you think about
this
terminology,
is what happens
nigga.
When you drink.
I feel like it's.
And talk.
I feel like it's a conflicting topic with the word.
Do you think only black people should be able to use nigga?
I don't think nobody should say it.
Well,
I think it's been normalized for us to say it, even though it was something that.
And it's a word.
I use nigga as an ignorant individual, or maybe a term of endearment.
White people that say it to me, though.
But how can it be good and bad?
It's a different connotation.
Well, black people took it as something and turned it into a term of endearment because we were called nigger as a racial slur back in the day.
So it's
how I took
a joke.
It. But I don't think that it should just be subject to a color. Nigga is in songs nowadays, so should somebody that is not a person of color say bloop when the nigga word comes up? Should we be offended if they use nigga, or is it just the nigger that's offended? What do you think?
No matter how you
I feel
look at
niggers,
it.
Niggas are always offended by something. It doesn't matter what goes on.
Amen. But
it doesn't matter. We're just taught that as a people to be so up ready to uproar over some shit, and now it's even got to the point where we just uproar over dumb shit
and cancel people left and right.
We do.
Chris Brown, they canceling him just because he
what?
Said he like bitches with nice hair. I got nice hair
right
now.
Me too.
What
I
do you
can
mean?
Give me some Brazilian bundles.
He didn't. I,
he wasn't people, saying it like that. Like,
they take it too far. Oh, and I think the ones that do that got self hate. They don't think they beautiful. And they
exactly.
think they hear is horrible.
Because I know
so
for a fact I can get some Brazilian bundles and people
and
ask
nice.
Me, where are you from? You look so beautiful.
But they ready to cancel him because he like Karuchis. I think it's a preference. You like what you like. He like girls with good hair. Not good hair. He didn't say good hair. He said nice hair.
Nice hair.
And to me, I don't want nobody walking around that don't care about their appearance either.
Okay. Who don't wear a wig? Who
he
don't wear a
people that care about their appearance.
Y'all
want
to turn it into Chris Brown hate dark-skinned women. Like, dang, can the men have... It's okay for females to be like, I don't like dark-skinned niggas. I like like light skinned niggas.
But if a man say he don't like dark skinned women, it's a problem.
It's a problem. Because I feel like that's not fair. Everybody got their own preference.
It's not fair, and that's what I feel.
I might like short dudes. You might like tall women.
Another topic. I seen something that said it's okay for a woman to say I'm not attracted to short men, but if a man say he's not attracted to dark skinned women, it's a problem. I've never been offended because if you're not attracted to me, oh well, that's your problem. And I'm a dark skinned woman. Move on to the next. I'm very confident in myself.
Exactly.
I don't like light skinned men. Okay, that's just what my preference is. Yeah. Do I degrade them? No.
Exactly.
I got a friend that don't like short men. Exactly. I'm married to a short man. Exactly. I have no problem with it. So it's just people preference, but people run with it.
And sometimes your preference ain't always your priority sometimes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You might end up falling for somebody that's the total opposite of what you ever thought that you thought you wanted. You know what I'm saying?
But this is an insatiable attempt to gather information. Who's doing what? Who's fucking who?
Mm-hmm.
And we facilitate that by our phones and our desktops and shit.
Social media.
Yeah. It, once you put a hook in it, it takes you don't reel it back.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And
it takes everything from you. Attention.
And original topics were consisted of reading books and knowing thyself and shit, and how we could resource things that would give us that knowledge. And now it's just like, who fucking who?
Who got the biggest booty? Yeah, who went to a doctor and got an ass?
You know, like I said earlier, fake eyes, fake lips, fake ass, fake titties. You know what I'm saying? Lips, nose, but you want a real man.
They even getting fake vaginas nowadays.
Insist on it.
They doing too much.
So it's all about self-love. Love yourself first, and maybe you won't be upset about someone's preference or how they think. Learn to accept people for who they are and move on up with it.
Exactly. We are the world.
We are the children. We are the ones that make a better day.
Just so you and me.
No, let's start living.
I don't know the lyrics.
It's the MJ. Rest in peace, Michael Jackson. That was pretty cool to touch on because I just feel like females proud on somebody. Y'all need to take a chill pill sometimes.
Right.
All over the world will hear this. Yeah.
Yes,
all
the whole world. Not the city. Tell me
how to hook that shit up.
Not just the city, but the world.
Self-love is the best. If you love yourself, you won't care about what somebody else thinks or their preference. So that's just what it is.
Sorry if you've been conditioned to try to go through life thinking that you gotta care what the next person think, because it really doesn't matter.
Exactly. You got one life to live. Peace. Care about your own opinion.
Care about your own self.
Peace, love, and chicken grease.
She talking about peace, love, and chicken grease. Did I say we was rapping it? Dang, can I get at
your
least
father said
45?
Well,
here's
what
get at least another minute in?
Buy some coconut oil. It shines up the skin and it have you glistening out here.
Yeah. Right.
I bought the coconut oil at the Food Aisle and it did wonders on my skin.
It does.
But what I said was, no matter where you go, there you are.
Right. And you might as well just sit back and chill. But yeah, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up because, you know, my father's in town. It's late. Gotta go to work. Gotta get him home.
Thanks for tuning in to Messy Mac Radio. Stay waiting for Messy Mac Couture. Shop Mac Lumade.
I love you both.
Aw, thank you, Daddy.
Kiss.
Is there any last words you would like to tell the people before we go ahead and
spit don't make babies.
Spit don't make babies. Spit it out.
I think that's profound enough.
Messy
I mean,
Mac.
You said I would love your dad. I'm sorry, not you.
Yeah,
it's hilarious.
Oh, my.
my God. Next up is the Quiet Storm.
Apologies for that.
Thank you for listening.
It is what it is.
Peace out.
Thank you for listening. If it was morning, noon, or night, I hope you enjoyed it. Messy Mac Radio. Out this bitch.
Gotta hit a button.